figured out from Zion and Aleph. Discusses what happened. You have a matzah, shovels, and ashes, and shiva, ate him inside. And the Gemara comes out, there'll be a bustle, this is a heter, and he can metal if the heter is more choshev. Now, Pshat and the Sugya, what's going on over here, look in the Prim Gadam, the Rashi Yosef, if you bring down among the Rishonim, the six different Pshatim, Pshat, Poshat, Pshat, and the Sugya, he has the Omen to explain the different Mahalkam in the Sugya. What comes out from the Sugya, Lita's brought down Malacha, is in Simen Shin Yotzev Ches, that we look upon what's more choshev one upon another. If you have something that's more choshev, the het is more choshev than the iser, then first the halacha is that the geder bosses the heter. First, what you have to do is you have to do near. If you do near, then you tell someone outside. However, if the iser is more choshev than the heter, therefore the halacha is that you can have a geder bosses the iser, since the case of miniach, therefore you cannot metatul on Shabbos at all. First, as I start off, when they get a bustle, it's letter. Who exactly do you look at to define what defines het and what defines iser? To look at how the oil looks at it, you look how the person himself looks at it. And come along the Mogavram and the punishment afterwards, Mishwur, they bring down that we look at the person himself. One of the riots bring down from Gilil Shaninu. Back in Mosul, you look at Gilil, depends who owns the chayfets. If the Shem is Choshev, Silas is Choshev. Since you look at the Bala chayfets, therefore, if the Bala chayfets holds Mokoshev to him, the heter, then there'll be a bustle, the heter. If the Baal Chavit holds the Isser more choshev, then there'll be a bosel, the Iker to the Isser. What happens when they're both shoven? You have Isser and Heter, but they're both equal in the eyes of the beholder. Is it as a get of bosel Isser, or gets a bosel to the Heter? Come on, according to the Medayt and the Chabur, they say, let's read the ratio. The ratio says, Avodava Osser choshev, sorry, the ratio says, if the dava mutter choshev medava osir, then the heter will be the iser. Mashmo hashavon will be osir. The ratio sounds like hashavon be osir. Therefore, the mishabruah brings down loch lamaiso. If shneim shavon, the iser and the heter are both shavon, lamaiso is osir. He says the taisus shabbos, who is in strad, chayodim beit meir, lamaiso is machmer. Come on, the oilam and medayik from the sefer. You read the mechaber. It's the whole entire statement over here. The mechaber says on the ratio. Dava mutu choshim dava osir will be, then there'll be mutu the heter. However, read the sefer, goes on saying, Av dava osir choshim yoytim dava mutu, if the osir is more choshim than the mutu, mash more shavin, lamais be mutu. It sounds like the stira, the ratio was a sefer in the diukim, which one is the ikar? Lamais, if you look among the paiskim, mishmur again clearly is being machmer, and the malachtim go like the ikar, like the mishnah grew up. How about Shani, the Archshuk lamais is mekel? And look, and the Ravid on the Sikh over here, and the Shlomo, and the Ma'iris, and the other Rishonim, they seem to go, they write clearly, with Shovel the Maisa Tzmutter. The Rayas, besides the Stiro on Sifches, they said, I'll bring you another Raya. From Sifches, the Mechabal comes along and saying, in Sifches, you have a Teva that has Dava Mutter, the Taltal, and Mois. Ima Mois, ain't the Ikka Mutter, the Taltal. If the Mois is not the Ikka Mutter, the Taltal, come along the Archashulchan, and I bring you a Raya, Lakula. It says, if the Mois is not Ikka, then it can be Taltal. That means if it was Iker, even though Avada the Teva was also Iker of Paris, the Maisa can be metaltal. So you see from Siftas, Chlor, if they're both equal, it can be metaltal. That's Rosh Hashulchan's Raya. Mishmur quotes the Beis Meir to be Machmer Shav as Machmer. Says the Beis Meir, bring a Raya, where from Siftas? In Siftas it says, if the Mois is not Iker, if the Mois is Iker, the Paris won't Iker, well, then they'll see that it'll be Shav, it'll be Osir. So come on, the Rosh Hashulchan says, I'll bring a Raya from Siftas, the same exact words the Beis Meir brings a Raya from, that says it's Osir. So again, from Sifches, it's not klov you have a raya. There's a deek ratio, a safer. Sifches is not klov you have a raya. Also, machlokes or chashulchan versus Beis Meir. Come on, Ramosha. Ramosha writes he has two rayas, two diukim, one lekula, one lechomro. One time, as you read the machaber slowly in Sifches, the diukim are a draft different. And the ratio says dava muter choshev midava aser. The safer says dava aser choshev yaiser. Through in the word yaiser, midava aheter. So the fact that the ratio threw in the word yoyser and the sefer threw in the word yoyser, therefore the ikur is the sefer, and therefore shovel the maestro Moshe will be mutter. That's what he writes in Simon Amachez. So Moshe writes in Simon Amavov, he wants a tiny, even though we have a diak ratio of a sefer, in the Gemara could be the sefer, might be the ikur, but I've said a vad among the poskim, the ikur vad is the ratio, and the sefer is ag of the ratio, and therefore, especially if it's a muksa, you have to be subject to machma and Shabbos, and if you want to say the ikur is the ratio, so also, Moshe, one time he wanted ikkah the ratio, one time he wanted ikkah the safer. Maybe we have look at that paiskim exactly which one is the ikka. Again, the ikka, the paiskim goes like the shagrua at shavin is also. They say, what's the svara behind it? What's the reason for it? Why when somebody bustle the isla head to the mice is going to be mutter? So the Shibur writes in Simon Shintes, the said why Isla Heter can metassel something you do near, and then told him that Zad, he says why, because the Isser is bottled to the Heter. It's bottled to the Heter. Sounds like from Toysin, that's called Gimel and Aleph, and the Isser is bottled to the Heter. So come along the Akhwanin want to say, if the said over here is mitzad bittel Shabai, then a Vadi of Shneim Shav is one not bottled to another, a Vadi cannot be metasselet. Therefore, the one time the Mishnah Berurah is Lushi Tosle. Once he says the side over here, the Isla Heter, you look at what the side of what the letter is one of after the other, has to be the what's more Choshev, the Het has to be Choshev. Hoshneim Shavin, the Mice will be Osir. That's why the Mice will be Shmur be Machmer, and that's why the Be'ik of the Paishkim are Machmer. So fine, again, we come out, first of all, the Gedo of Bosses of Issa and Heter. We first looked at the Balachavits, number one. Number two, with the Bolter Shavin, the Mice will be Osir. Number three is, when you look at something heter versus the isser, how exactly do you look? For example, we have over here on the table, you have first the shalhevet, which we already mentioned last time, numerous reasons why it's also. The shalhevet has a wick, has that the oil, then has the cup, then has the candlesticks, then has the tablecloth, then has the table. The locha is very clear, everything is a bosses. Every single thing is a boss. Come to Mishamish the Shalhevis. Therefore, you cannot move the cup, you can't move the candlesticks, you can't move the table, not the tablecloth. Everything is also. Now you put chalas on the table. Says the Mishabur and Simon Reish Ayin Zayin, the minigas put chalas on the table. The chalas has to be what? What has to be more choshev than what? More choshev than the Isser? Or more choshev than all the bosses that are going on over here? Again, the Shalhevis, but the Shemin also, there's a wiki also, and all those things are also. What does chalas have to be? It's come along with the Magaram, and the Mishmur is down to Reish Ayin Zayin, that the chalas have to be, that even though everything over here is also from the shalavas down to the table, but mice is only also why they come to Mishamish, the shalavas. And therefore you cannot make the Issim more than the shalavas itself. Again, those one are tiny, really depends, you say it or bosses, if bosses are tfeilas, or tkitzai das, it's not tfeilas, but mice are the ikin shalavas, or tkitzai das, everything you mark the das from. But Maisa, we see clear from the Mishnah Berurah, the Magaram, that what does Chalas have to beat? Chalas have to beat the Isser. What is the Isser over here? Only the Shalhevis is the Isser, and everything else is this, being Mishamish, the Shalhevis. The cup is being Mishamish, the Shalhevis. The table is being Mishamish, the Shalhevis. Therefore, what does Chalas have to beat? Chalas only have to beat the Shalhevis. And therefore, when the Mechabit says Shemen, says the Magaram, meaning Shalhevis. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says, Dafka the Shalhevis. Therefore, in those days, it's very simple. They put the chalas on the table. They had the shalavis. What was more choshev? The chalas was more choshev than the shalavis. Come on, the pasuk mizmanenu. They discuss. In those days, the candlesticks. Well, the ma'aser make it out of cheres. By raya, they discuss. I mean, what you do with the table on Shabbos? You want to move the table. First, being menar, shake off the candlesticks. You shake it off. Obviously, they didn't care about it. Our candlesticks. If you start being menar, your candlesticks on the floor. Your wife and your mother won't be too happy about it. Ma'aser silver candlesticks. So what are our candlesticks in the Gerit and Locha? What the Chalas have to beat? The Chalas have to beat only the Shalavis? Or the Chalas have to be more Chosh than the Shalavis and the candlesticks? What are candlesticks on Shabbos? Made out of silver. What are they? So first, coming along with Shlomo Zalman, brought on the Shabbos, that each time it's Be'etzim candlesticks are made for Noi. They're Klisha Malach Leheter. Why? They look very nice in the break front, they look very nice in the table. You have simchot, you bring them out by a bris, by any, don't even light it. The Ikki side is for noi, and right time it's for noi. True, you pour it for noi, and you put candles on top, and you light it, and therefore it's made to Mishamas the Shalevis. But the Ikki function, why you buy silver candlesticks? Mishan noi shaboy. And the whole gets involved in all the Shalevis discuss, what is it gone on Shabbos? Is it gone on Shabbos, please shemach leheter or leheter? Shlomo Zalman l'shitasai, he says a gun is made to people to be afraid of, and therefore he writes a gun l'shitasai. He says a klisha mach leheter. Candlesticks also klisha mach leheter. However, those who argue with Shlomo Zalman say a gun klisha mach leheter before candlesticks should be a certain kiss. One, you can say l'chura a case of a gun is a little bit better than a case of candlesticks. So the gun be'etim, the whole Yisrael ever agrees. The chance of you using it to shoot is very rare. The whole Yisrael, you'll even buy a gun that doesn't even work. But the Holy Side, why does anyone buy candlesticks? Only for one reason. They buy only why? To put candles upon it. Once they're buying it, they buy it for Noi also. They also buy for the break fund. But no one buys candlesticks just purely for candlesticks. It's Vada bought for Neiris. And again, once we buy it, a Vada we have it for Noi. It's nice in the break fund, it's nice at the table. So the Vada no one will buy it without that. A gun mice is made purely to make a person be afraid. usually. Therefore, the mice water candlesticks, really place can go not like Shlomo Zalman, and they tie them made out of silver, the mice it's chasarin kiss. The Vayatsev, the Shmir Shabbos, or Litzion, Urcha Shabbos, Numas are going to go, the candlesticks are chasarin kiss. So again, what are candlesticks? One mahalach is klisha malach leheter. A second mahalach, really place can go chasarin kiss. There's a third mahalach. The Chashulchan says candlesticks are klisha malach leheter that has no stamps of heter, and therefore he calls it category 2, and therefore the getter of Muksna Machmas Skufay. Now Lechura, he's going in those candlesticks in those days that Lechura had no end of Noi was made out of Cheres. I think Avada Bezmanenu, even though the price can be down to Aruch HaShulchan and the gate to our candlesticks, I think everyone agrees in our candlesticks, the fact that it's made for Noi, it does have a Shtamsh of Noi, and people do bring it out also for Noi only, Avada will not have the category 2, and Avada most will be a Sarkis, a Klish Shemach, but Avada will not nickel the category of any Shtamsh of Heter. So again, so we have two choices of what candlesticks are, Kli Heter or Chasarin Kiss. Now, let's discuss the next stage. Chalas have to beat what? What do Chalas have to beat? They have to beat the Shelheves or also the candlesticks. So the Yisrael Shlomo Zalman, he says very simple. He says, you know what, Chalas only have to beat the Shelheves. You know why? Candlesticks Kli Shemach Heter, he says. He says, no problem, doesn't bother me with my name, he says. Chalas have to beat both, except it's not this. He agrees to you, so Chalas would have to beat the candlesticks, except he says, candlesticks are Kli Shemach Heter. The Meister, what do the other place who hold that candlesticks are chasarin kiss, like the Shmir Shabbos Udime? So come along the Shmir Shabbos, and the Mikdash Yisrael, and Torah Shabbos, they say Chanami. The Chalas have to beat the candlesticks. We'll get now to define what the get of Cheshivas are, but they want Taina. The Chalas do have to beat the candlesticks. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But first they say Echanami has to. Atala Sheni, others disagree. Those who want Taina of Vosna has a truth about, he says, those who want to say Chalas had to be candlesticks, can't be. He has two reasons. One reason he wants to say, the holy side of a table, what's a table made for? The table is made to eat from. That's the side of a table. It's made to eat from, the ick of the table is a Chalas. Sure, you're putting candlesticks here, and Shalhevis there, but that's not what the function of a table. And since the side of bosses is, what's it coming to Mishamis? What the side is come to, the side of the table is made to eat from, he says a chiddush, it says even though you need the candlesticks and they should be on the table, the shalavas should be in the table, but table is made to eat from. Since that's what it's made to eat from, therefore the ikish tamshis over here is for heter. Chiddush, he says, the ikish tamshis is for heter. Therefore the Achashabba says the same inside also, then he says after the found the Muslim says the same inside, the ikish tamshis of a table a mice is to eat from. Miguel Seyu says also a chiddush. He wants to tie out that true candlesticks are chasarin kiss, but one when you have Isla Shalhevis on top of it, he wants to say the candlesticks are now come to Mishamish the Shalhevis, and therefore it lost its Mailach chasarin kiss, and only a Shemish now only to the Shalhevis. The very time is you want to move it when it's lit, he says, the only thing the Chalas have to beat is the Shalhevis. Because the Eilat Maaseh, when the Shalhevis goes out, you're only left with the chasarin kiss, so it's fine, now it's a bus on Shabbos, you're like the Balamar, there's no bus on Shabbos. Which grad is a bayak, because that only be matanir, not total, cash on him. That's his mahalach. With mice again, we have two mahalachim exactly what to do in these sites. Let's say candlesticks are chasarin kiss, like Roy Poiskim. Do the chalas have to be the candlesticks or not? Some say yes, Shmir Shabbos. Well, it says no, simply on a table. What? The whole function of a table is made to eat from. Now, on its side, it does have to beat. What?
They have to beat the candles, they just beat them because they
On this case, it does not have to beat them. It does beat them by default. Well, it really leads to the next question now. Let's say Chalas have to beat candlesticks. What defines Cheshivas on Shabbos? What defines Cheshivas? For example, first a very simple case. Let's say it's not needed for Shabbos, nothing. Let's say, for example, you have in a drawer, you have sunglasses, it's a winter time, and you have inside the drawer $1,000. Then everyone agrees, Avada, what defines Cheshivas on Shabbos? Avada $1,000 beats the glasses. Therefore, it's a bustle, it's a natoheter. But let's say it's something you need only for Shabbos. You have glasses inside a drawer. You need the glasses for Shabbos. However, there's $1,000 inside the drawer. What defines the chashivas? Isn't the gay specifically to the side of Shabbos? Shabbos, the glasses are much more chashiv than your money. Your money is only a muksa machmas kufay. It has no chashivas. It's a rack. It's only a barter system. In essence, it's nothing. Or do you say, no, cycle safe. And I say, what did you save in the fire? Let's say you ran out of a fire, you grabbed the glasses, your wife will send you back in, put the glasses back, get the $1,000. She wants the $1,000, doesn't care about your glasses. Go buy your glasses Sunday, it's only $100, $200, what's the difference? So do you look at Yemei Chol, or do you look at Yemei Shabbos, when you have one versus another? So when the Mishnah Berurah brings down the aside by Chalas, He throws in two words. He says, "Emunach al shulchan ben eshmoshes." He says, "Kikuos v'shar dvarim setzarech l'shabbos." Mishabur threw in the words, "The reish ayin zayin sekon yilches." You need for Shabbos. As my mokum says, "Achroinim." They don't know where exactly Mishabur got it from, but the word Mishabur is when you need it for Shabbos. That defines the chshivas. Therefore, they ask a Moshe to Tulei Shabbos. They ask him the case of glasses in the drawer, verse of $1,000. Moshe is very clear. He writes back and he says, "The story over here is what that we look at Shabbos. Shabbos money is valueless, is nothing. Mashenking the glasses you need for Shabbos. Therefore, he says the glasses will beat you the money. And therefore, the chshivas is what the glasses versus the money. Glasses versus the money. Therefore, Kamal Rav Vosser says once we define on Shabbos is what the tzarich for Shabbos." Beat whatever you don't need for Shabbos. He says, let's go back to the case of candlesticks. He says, I agree to the same Yisoid. He says, whether he goes to Mahalach, the table is the ikish tamshus of food. But even without that, the challahs versus the candlesticks, might say, what's the tzarech Shabbos you need more? Candlesticks? No. Shalevis is the mitzvah. The candlesticks is not what's the ikish needed for Shabbos. What's the ikish need for Shabbos? The challahs is the ikish need for Shabbos. Since that the ikish tzarech of Shabbos is the challahs versus the candlesticks, then the challahs beat the candlesticks.
When is the
when, if you don't need either one. Again, the glasses, they say, emotions, let's say you have two pairs of glasses. You're wearing one, and the other one in the drawer, he says, then you don't need a pair of glasses, or the sunglasses, and you have money inside, and the ist will beat the hetter. But let's say you have something you need on Shabbos, then the hetter will beat the ist, the tzarech Shabbos beats it out. If on the table comes out, why is it beating it out, the chalz with the candlesticks? Because the chalz is what you need more. Chaim Kineskel goes this way, Shmir Shabbos is marked this way, the ik of the side of the tzarech Shabbos, the Berkowitz Paskin, the ik is Tzarech Shabbos. They do point out that if so, when do we look at Tzarech Shabbos? They point out that you look at Pei Neshmoshes. For example, let's take two pairs of glasses. On Shabbos, the one you're wearing broke. Pei Neshmoshes, what happened? The one in the drawer was Be'etzem, you did not need it. So Pei Neshmoshes was more Choshev, the money is more Choshev than the one in the glasses in the drawer on Pei Neshmoshes. Came on Shabbos, your pair that you wore broke. Now what's more chashiv to you, the heter peer inside the drawer versus the money? That's not enough, because Ben HaShemoshah was more chashiv. Ben HaShemoshah didn't care with the second peer, it was zero, meaningless to you. And Shabbos is no need for it, you never think about it, there's no interest for it.
You then make break. What the hell?
They
break.
I have broken for years. They break it once in a while. There's no use, when it enters Shabbos, I mean, let's say you fire the first hour of Shabbos, what would happen? What would be more chashiv? You look at more chashiv, only the money, because neither one's needed for Shabbos. Now that 5 hours later that these broke, what's the difference? You go Ben HaShemoshes. Migdash Katsoy Ben HaShemoshes Katsoy Lekuli Yuman.
If you go with the fire, you're not going to Tzarek Shabbos.
I'm not going to go with Tzarek Shabbos.
Again,
the get it Tzarek Shabbos. On this sheet, the get it Tzarek Shabbos. The get is what would happen on, let's say, an hour into Shabbos out of fire. Is it the drawer bustle isla hetter? The isser, we go to Shabbos, and therefore, since neither one starts Shabbos, therefore, the isser is more kosher than the hetter.
Without Shabbos,
it's
more kosher than the fire.
Even that, again, in general. It's fine, without Shabbos, anything. Isser is more kosher than the hetter. So you look at Bein HaShemoshes, that's the getter. That's one sheet. Again, we mentioned seven places can went this way. Atzal Sheni, also into Tulei Shabbos, Yisuf Shalmazaman, same exact case, with money in drawing glasses. Shalmazaman starts off, he wants to go like a Moshe, however he ends up, the Yosef Nira, not the way. He's very clear, he says, what you mevat in the fire, what you save in the fire, he says, what to define the Chashivas Yisuf or Sadr, he says, the money will beat your glasses, very clear the money will beat your glasses, and better before Mizrei, the Torah Shabbos, and the Yisuf B'Yashiv this way, B'Yashiv also wanted this Mahalach, he said, the Vada the Gedder, is that we look at the, not the Torah Shabbos, but how will you save in the fire, Chodeshani, Rav Nevensal, Israel, our Shabbos went this way. We mentioned seven the other way. We have seven Paiskim, Bizmanenu will go to get it, Mitzat Tzarek Shabbos, they want to bring it right from the Mishnah Berurah. Atzal Hasheni, others want to go to Farkert, from the Torah Shabbos, the get it is what? It's what you would save in the fire, not what you need at Tzarek Shabbos. There's different rayas, they want to bring it right from the Sakin Shal Milo, Kedoyma. Whatever raya they're coming from, Maisel, Alok, Maisel, Achogi, Da Paiskim, Kisulu Shabbos, it's a Moshe, Bisham, Mazaman, you have two different answers. Among the Swarm, Mamish, the Malakim, everyone goes Mamish across the board. Chatzi chatzi. How to pass the Yish Lod and what to do exactly? They will go, that even if you only have one pair of glasses, the money still beats the glasses. You look at Ben HaShemoshes. Yeah, also look at Ben HaShemoshes. But there, yeah, look at Ben HaShemoshes, that's true. And you always, the side is you look at the money, will be. We look at Yimei Chol, not Yimei Shabbos. Yimei Chol, not Yimei Shabbos. Now, from Shlomo Zalman Maisi, he says, once looking Mechol, therefore he has a kasha, had a chalak be the candlesticks. He answered Lishitasi, you know why? Candlestick Kli Hetu. Rav Oza says, the Maisa, candlesticks, had a chalak be the candlesticks. He answered Lishitasi, why you look at Shabbos? So each one has their own way of answering how chalak the Maisa beat candlesticks. Each one has their own Lishitasi, Mahalach. The Maisa Klaisel, what they do is they clear, the Mishabur brings down the mini Klaisel, they put the chalas on the table, and Reish Ayin Zayin brings it down. Now, when it says to put chalas on the table, the Paiskim say, the Mishabur said, Lav Daka chalas, anything is the Tzarek Shabbos, if it's more chosh, the Maisa put down the table, they say chalas, wine is also nechon to get a Tzarek Shabbos. Now, they do discuss what happens.
Right, the Mishabur then.
What?
That's what Mishabur said, but they have a right that he holds Tzarek Shabbos.
His words are, he threw in those words, say more chosh, if he threw in the Tzarek Shabbos, he threw those words in. Why throw those words in the Tzarek Shabbos?
I thought if you go but to Shalom Shabbos, no one's anything more chosh than Shalom Shabbos.
Why is everything, if you define that you need the Shalom Shabbos for Shabbos, let's...
Fine, Tzarek Shabbos, maybe that's why you need Tzarek Shabbos,
huh? Not
more. I thought Shalom Shabbos for Shabbos.
Fine, the Maestro of Chal still beat it.
Yeah, no, because Shabbos is generally, Kenny is worthless practically. Tzarek Shabbos has a milestone. You know, Tzarek Shabbos and has Epis Chashiva, so then it has it. You have no right, like the motion that you go always look at Tzarek Shabbos.
I think yes, I hear you a timer. Now, mitzad chalas, maisa, do discuss on the table, maisa have chalas. Why is it more choshev? Because that's what you plan to eat. Well, maisa, you have another bunch of chalas, bilkulas in the room, in your kitchen. So maisa, why are these chalas more choshev than shalavis? If you're the only ones you have in your house, these chalas are more choshev. If you have other ones in the kitchen, what's not kamino? So, Lubyashu says, what?
Over Shabbos, you're planning to eat all of
them. Well, let's say you don't plan to eat all of them. So even if they don't plan to eat all of them, the Maestro Pesach says, still can make all of them. The Asher says, since the Dats, they eat these over here, Maestro, therefore, these will be more choshev than the ones in the kitchen. Since you have a bottle of wine, Maestro, you have 10 bottles inside, you don't plan to drink all the bottles of wine. Since you plan to drink the wine of the Maestro on the table, the Maestro, this wine, the Maestro will still beat the Neres on Shabbos. Now, this halacha, the way the Mishnah brings it down, his words are that the minhag of Noshim is they put the chalas on the table before they light halachas neiris. Come along with the Achorim, they discuss, do you have to put the neiris, the chalas on the table before they light, or can it even be done afterwards? Now, so even though the come along the place can be ikka leitani, even though the Mishnah's words are they put it on the chalas before they light, but the ikka the place can say the get is not, get a, we read in the sugya bosses, list lehetter, this get of bosses is, look at Benesh Moshes. Therefore, even Mekabel Shabbos early, the get is Benesh Moshes. Therefore, the way the Kitzur or the Chayodim and the Pesachim afterwards say the Ikma Halach is, we do not need Dafka Chalas to be put on beforehand. That means even if she lit already, and the husband put Chalas afterwards, that also Nichon the get of Bosle is later, because when do we look at the get of the finding Bosles? We look at the get as Benesh Moshes. Let's say you plan to put Chalas on, but then you forgot to put Chalas on. So what halacha is that? Is that a basis only iser or basis iser leheter? It really gets back to when discussed the sugya of basis. What is the side of basis? If the side is kitzer das or tfeilus? If the side is out being mekatzer das, I wasn't planned to put chalas upon it. There will be a basis iser leheter. The heter is more choshev. It should be the iser. I forgot to put on. So it'll be a nichol together of shakak. What do you say? No, the meister the side of it is out tfeilus. It was tough the meister to the iser. The heter never came over here. So never got the tfeilus over here. Therefore, cycle service is tough to the side of Itzer. What happens in such a case? Maestro Moshe has a truth about the Chalak Gimel, Chalak Dal, and Arachayim. He says, as a gedder of, when you forgot about it, it's a gedder of Maniach, and therefore the bus is only the Itzer. Shlomo Zalman went for and said, no, the bus is also to Heter, and the gedder of Heter, the gedder of Shokach, therefore can do near or tell Tumen Atzad. And it sounds like they're arguing upon this Yisoid, again, it's not Muchak to say either side of the Chakiyah, but they seem to be arguing this Yisoid over here, what's the Yisoid of Basis? And then again, the Afkmin is what happened, you've got to put colors on the table, can you move your table, we'll put your table on Shabbos. Now they discuss again, what is Chosim on Shabbos, they say very clearly that you can put again Chalos, or wine, or Kedoymah. Now Kedoymah, I'm not exactly, Mishmur says Shad Tzorachim, I'm not sure what that means, plates or silverware, it doesn't sound the way, I'm not sure what other things are. David on Hog, it seems to be Dafka chalas or wine. I'm not sure again what nifl shabbos rochem and shabbos. They do discuss one other case. What about the svarim? Can you put a safe on the table? So the Isla Vosh and Simon Shinla Medal is discussing about saving things from a fire. If you have a bag with money inside and svarim inside, you want to say what's more chashev, money or svarim? It says all svarim are always more chashev than money. Not even a shayla. Svarim is always more chashev. Therefore, the bosses to the hetu. Therefore, you can save the tick and carry it out on Shabbos. Therefore, Rabbi Yashiva and Avozer and Rosh Hashanah brings down, they want to tell you that Svarim are more choshev. The Maitza, there is an Orchaz Abenu, a stifle, that says, the Geit, a case of a Ner, you won't say, a Seif is not more Choshev than a Ner. Now, they're discussing different cases. The Levush is discussing a case of money. The stifle is discussing a case of a Ner. It could be a Ner is a little bit different, because a Ner needs a Tarek Shabbos, or a Ner is a Makam Mitzvah, and therefore a Seif will not be the case of a Ner. However, even if you want to bring a safer to the table and say that it does beat out, like a Vosma Tainer Tzvam always beat out the Ner, and beat out any money on the table, now B'Yash goes this way, can you do it B'Das to bring it to the safer to the table, and then you bring Mishamish the safer, you bring Mishamish the safer with your own Tzvarek. You bring Mishamish with the safer, can you do that or not? So, and Shur Sitzvah is a B'Yash says you cannot do them in Tzvam B'Zoin to the safer. So I'm going to the safer, bringing a safer to the table, you have a buyer. Mishamish is safer, you know, own use, unless he says you're going to plan to use it from the safer. Plan to use it a tzurk, believe me, a safer. You'll use it now or during the suda, that'll be enough. A tzurk, the safer. But Samuel to bring it to make it a bus list letter, you're Mishamish the safer. Now the Orchaz Shabbos says it really depends upon Machloikis, Mogen Avraham and Taz, by the case of oil, and Simon Shinta Zayin, or really by case, can you bring one safer and pick, put it underneath and lift it up to learn Mishas learning? There's machloekis that poiskim Mogen Avraham and Taz if he can. Mishabu said Mokum Atzorich, he can do it. You want to say it depends upon that machloekis. I don't think any shaykhs to that machloekis, because over there, those who are aser over there are certainly aser over here. Those who are mat over here, only mat is a tzorich limud to learn. There's no heter to bring a safe of your own to black out the sun. That's before it's aser. The only reason why the Mogen Avraham wants to make him, Mishabu said he can be saimach upon that, is because you're putting one safe with a tzorich limud. So one safe is helping you learn. A stamp of a save on the table, I think it's nothing to do with the machloikis, and I think about everyone will be also. Agam, the get to using something, when we discuss muksil mitzvah, we discuss the tzitzis, you cannot use it for your own ishtamshis, just the or to the oilam. I'm just very curious, you can take your tzitzis and put it inside a kid's ear, or a kitari to cheer on Shabbos, or even during the week. Is that an iser mitzad ishtamshis of even the napazoin, when it's still a chest of the mitzvah, who are ishtamshis, even napazoin is also. So, before the dike tzitzis, put inside a kid's ear, or to tie to cheer, who is the bayam, so the iser of pizai mitzvah, before when even before it came, even when it's, when you're using the mitzvah, well, that should be a baya. I'm not sure where the minigo elam seems to be makel. What? Not, true, I'm coming from the negate. Again, when you're wearing it, the halacha is when you're using it, you cannot do a regular shtamshes with it. The Shulchan Aruch says you can't tie around the button as a simon. That's bizoyin. Any shtamshes is also. Any shtamshes of chol is also when it's still a mitzvah. After it's a mitzvah, you're putting a nizal at the makot of labrafa. When it still is a mitzvah, any shtamshes is also. So as I understand, tying a chair or putting the kid's ear is a shtamshes. Chol should be also. Maybe that was to help them learn more early than to wake them up. Makam mitzvah like. Otherwise, I don't know. And svara, why it should be any different than shamsim of kol. Last point you have to discuss in the gate to a buses l'isla hetter on Shabbos. You put chalas on the table. Maisa it's bus l'isla hetter, and therefore the hetter mochoshev. You can move the table. Now, when do these chalas have to be on the table? You want to move the table. The chalas will put here on Erev Shabbos. What happens during the meal? You eat the chalas. There are no chalas here now. Maisa, what happened? You only left with the candles that were burning. Can you move the table when you only have the issa without heter on the table? They come along, they want Taino, the Meshulam Ikra, and the place coming down from him. He's a tshuva. We discussed in Simon Shintes, if Dalit, Machloikse Ben Tamaris Rashi. You have a buses that are entering into Shabbos. You plan to remove it on Shabbos. Is the bus of the color Shabbos or not? Rashi says, we look at the entrance on Shabbos, is also the color Shabbos. When Thomas Sefer Truma says, no, it has to be the Das whole entire Shabbos. Not Das whole entire Shabbos, it won't be a bus after you take it off. How long, Meshulam Igor, I want to say, not Fakert Mamish. According to Rashi, the buses, we look at purely Ben Hashmoshes. David says, the Heter, the Chalz will hit Ben Hashmoshes, you take them off, it still is a bus of the Heter. Just like Rashi says, a bus, even if you take them off, you take the Chalz off, also be a bus of the Heter. However, if you the Mahalach of Taisvis, it says you have to be the whole entire Shabbos, according to Taisvis, what Allah will be, the Chalz would have to be the whole entire Shabbos. And we pass the Mishabur brought down Allah Lamaisa, like the Mogaram from the Bach, that Mokhm has to December Chobain Tam. Lechura, that means we are Cholapach, we hold like a Bain Tam Mokhm Hesed, that means that Pisvori should have the Chalz on the table the whole entire Shabbos. And you should not be able to move the table if the Chalz are off. They do point out, we'll get to them in case, they do point out, if let's say you plan to remove the candlesticks on Shabbos, then in Manashach you got yourself covered. If you go nach Rashi, you look at Benish Moshes, it's a bus led to Ula Isser. If you look at Rebbein Tam, you plan to remove the challahs and the candlesticks, it's a bus not to Isser Uta Heter. So you plan to remove the candlesticks and the challahs, then Moshach, you cover yourself, sign nach Rashi, sign nach Toysfis. Elvon, the Maisa, if you plan to leave the candlesticks the whole entire Shabbos, according to Rashi, the Maisa bus is Leheter, but according to Toysfis, it's only a bus, only Isser, not to Heter. Sadashani, Maisa the Graz Meforish and Simurash Ayin Zayin, it says, even after you eat the challahs, you can move the table. And read the Mishabur, when he brings down this minute of putting challahs on the table, his words are tomorrow very clear. He says, M'hoyam munach olav al shulchan, there was on the shulchan heter. He writes again, Kimon choyam munach olav al lechem, since there was lechem on the table, therefore you can move it afterwards. Live the Mishabur, and the Shmira Shabbos brings down numerous times, four different times, halacha, that the Gedi is, we look at Benish Moshe only. Why? Because right now has a chshivas of being a bustle is letter, even though it's off. Even though mitzad the iser, maybe you look at Benish Moshe's, mitzad the heter is not puck the shame being mishdamish to the heter, it still has a chloy shame heter upon it, and therefore the bustle is letter even after you move it. That's the second shito. A third shito is there's a prima godim over here, and those one tiny that way, that now we look at, again, well, what mahalach that we're saying that really depends on Machlokes Rashi and Taisis. And therefore, according to Taisis, has to be there the whole entire Shabbos. We have a second mahalach that what we only look at Benish Moshes. There's a third mahalach. The Prima Godim says that it has to be look at Benish Moshes and also has to be there when you move the table. That means you eat it, you can eat it, no problem, it's gone. But now you want to move the table later on Shabbos, says the Prima Godim, put the chalas back on. Why? It's not worse than the bus that came on Shabbos. Let's say we hold that a bus came on Shabbos. We hold that tilts us only near his motor. So why is it worse than the bus that came on Shabbos? They put Issa on Shabbos, you can't move it, unless you have Heter there. So you want to say it's not worse than the bus that's on Shabbos. That's Prima Godim's Malach. What? It does not sound, no, it sounds like the Mishabu on the grass. I was saying, no, you don't need anything. Sound like... No, they maybe the hold. If you eat it, it won't be enough. If you eat in between, it's gone. Well, you have to hold when time hold is gone. Rashi, when time hold is gone. But there's three different sheets over here. What's going on? One sheet is that according to Rebbein Tam, it had to be the whole entire time. The second sheet, the Meshibua, the grad says the loch is that we look fully at Ben Hashmoshes, have the Shmir Shabbos Paskins, and the third sheet over here, you have to put chalas back when you move the table. Yes, you can't move it because according to Tais Veshita, it holds that it has to be the entire Shabbat. You can't take it over. It's not a boss's letter, 100%. Mice of the way of the swarm Ikigo Agam the Shmir Shabbos is Mekel like Mishabrua, that sounds that way, which the Adhog of Klai, so the way Mishabrua brings it down. Mice of the Mincha Shabbos, the Urcha Shabbos, and the Shai Muks, and numerous places from Yashu does have Chilu Shri Choshev for this Prima Godim. The Shabbos says Chadchil b'Choshes, and therefore, you look at Ben Hashmoshes, and the Chadchil b'Choshes for what? The Prima Godim Shita and put Chalas back when you want to move the table on Shabbos. Why? Because then the bus is Isleter, and it should not be worse than the bus that came on Shabbos. Fine, that's Sivches and Sivtes. We like to go back now to the beginning of the Siman Shin Aleph. The last week we didn't have a time to chance to go through from Sif Aleph to Sif Hey, just through different Nakutas, some points over here. In Sif Aleph, it starts off at the beginning of Siman Shin Yud, the Inna Muksa Machmas Mios. That we really discussed the way Shain Tess involved, Machlokes Reb Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda, that we hold Muksa Machmas Mios like Reb Shimon, the Maaseh Motan Shabbos. Come along in Sif Bey is the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef is Marach over here. Interesting over here, we discuss what is the machlokes of muksa, what is the gedder and the dinei muksa. Like we learned the whole entire man, the lox of muksa, and it's very strange that of all places, come along the Beis Yosef, the Siman Shin Yud Sibbeis, this is when we can discuss what's the machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda, and here we'll tell you the lox of Shimon and Yehuda. So, Maestro, we have to go through this bekitza, what is the machlokes, and what is the lox, when does the Shimon agree, and when do we pass along the Shimon? So, first, there is one klolim, one malach, there's machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda. Is something that is your mekata das, but lemaisa, it's way a little bit on Shabbos. There's one group of cases that Rav Shimon and Yehuda argue with. For example, muksa machmas mias. Betzim it's roy. It's not mias legamri. It's a little bit roy, but still a person mekata das, but not legamri. Mekata das, but not legamri. That's one machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda. Or second case, noilad, but not noilad gomar. Noilad also, you mekata das, but not legamri. Third case is you put into the oitzer. You don't plan to use it. Well, the mice, if you might need it, you'll take it out. Mekatadas, but not legamri. A fourth case, a nevela on Shabbos. Machlokes Shimon and Yehuda. Also, maybe a deal on Shabbos. Now, Mekatzas the Gamri. These four cases are four machlokes Shimon and Yehuda. They're very clear. Muktzah Machmas Mias. The Gemara brings down machlokes Shimon and Yehuda. The case of Noel Gemara has machlokes. But I'm Mehemet Beis. The case of pointing to the Oitzer, the Beis Yosef brings down. It's Meforsh later on, and the Masechta machlokes. This Avlo Shabbos also Meforsh machlokes. Those four cases, machlokes Shimon and Yehuda. It's really a little bit, not Mekatzas the Gamri. That's the machlokes that we pass in those four cases like Reb Shimon. That we pass like Reb Shimon. So we have four cases. That's the machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda. We are less like Muksa. Kitzei Das, not enough of a Kitzei Das, not Mekatzas Das Legami. Only a little bit. Therefore, we'll hold that this case is not Muksa on Shabbos. There's a fifth case. That's the machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda. Migidas Katzoy Ben Hashmoshes. It's Katzoy Lekuli Yumai. That Maisa, we see very clear over here in the Halacha, that we did not pass like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that we did not look at only Ben Hashmoshes. What comes Roy on Shabbos? The Maisel or still will, we do say Migdash Katzoy. He holds we do not say Migdash Katzoy. So we have five cases of Machlokes. Four of them we pass like Reb Shimon, less like Muksa. One case we pass like Reb Yehuda. However, there's a group of cases, at least eight cases I've seen in the Beis Yosef and the Mishmur over here, that if I get Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Yehuda. And all eight cases are Kamas the same Yisoid. Mekatz Das Legamri. That seems to be the two separate levels over here. We're not Mekatz Das Legamri. It's going to be Roy a little bit. Muksa Machmas Mias. However, the case is that we're Mekatz Das Legamri. One case is when it's Muksa Machmas Kufoy. That a case of Evan. A case of Iraq. It might say has no use at all for that on Shabbos. It's Be'etim has no use. Money is a case of Be'etim not used. The Gemara says, Mitav Shemiach Levot Mois. Says the Beis Yosef, even Shimon agrees. Why? Because money be'etim is not roi at all. Instead of be'etim not roi at all, Muksa Legamri, one case agrees. So in Kis, if Maksadas Legamri, you don't plan to move at all, the Gemara of Gimel says, he's masking to totally. A third case is a Huktil in the Tzvosoi, also Mitzah the Mitzvah, he's Makshavit. A fifth case is not Yosef Metzapo, you have a bowl with oil inside that's going to be lit through the whole entire Shabbat, he's also Mekatzas Legamri. Gergus and Tzmuchim, why you have two things, Yedoich B'Yedayim, also Lechazi, says the word of the Mechaba, therefore Yedoich Legamri Midaitoim, case of Mechubar, also is not way at all, Mekatzas Legamri, something that's Neulet Gomer, that does not plan, all also Shimon agrees, Mukta Machmas Mies Legamri also agrees, Roy Lechur agrees, the case of Klisha Mach Lisser, Mecham Letzel. Those are the cases all of Shimon Mies agrees to. Depends what the reason is, right, because that's the Eskalim. What's the case of the Gamri? You have a case of Tzoy on Shabbos. But yeah, that's a graph. Depends if you're Mokum Diyos, now Mokum Diyos. But the Gamri agrees, now the Gamri doesn't agree. Fine. What? Tzoy Kis, yes. The Tyson of Lamavov Menal of Cesar. And it's brought down that we pass the Gib Shim and it's brought down also that way in the Mishin Ches of Gimel. He says it, the Gemara says it in the Shimon. And Taisus Pshat in the Shimon the Gemara. Oh, Rashi maybe not, but Taisus are where we pass in the Shimon is that way. Now, once, fine, that's what comes out from Zepayz. Again, the Seder of Bekitzer, if something Mekatzas Legamri, even Shimon agrees, not Mekatzas Legamri, Machlok Yehuda and Shimon, and then they pass like Shimon, except by one case, Migidus Katzoy. And they do discuss, once Shimon holds over here, we have Yisoid over here, that we need to make something Muksa Legamri, is Docha B'Yadayim, and it also has to be something that's Nachozi. What defines to be Docha B'Yadayim? What's the definition of Docha B'Yadayim? So, Bikr, they discussed in Simon Shin Yud Ches, let's say you have an animal on Shabbos, that you have to do Shechita for a Chayla on Shabbos. The Meister, is it Roy for a person to eat? Or would you say Migdash Katzoy, or not? Is it Docha B'Yadayim, not Docha B'Yadayim? The Meister, the Machlokes of Paiskim, had to look at that case, the way the Meshavua and Shin Yud Ches brings down, says, since you're not Docha B'Yadayim, there was not Muksa on Shabbos. And therefore, the Meister, a person can eat it, can cook it, but the Meister wants to raw, and you wash over the dam, the Meister can eat it on Shabbos. Meshavua and Simon Shinchov Dal does not seem to go that way. He wants to say that if you're not Yoshim and Tapa, he wants to be Machmer. It's a little bit of an aura that seems to be serious Mishnah Berurah. Well, Meister, we see that you need the side of Docha B'Yadayim to make something Muksa. Now, once you need the side of Docha B'Yadayim, come along the place and discuss numerous cases in Nichol Get of Docha B'Yadayim. For example, in the Klisha Malachal is in Nichol Get of Docha B'Yadayim, a hammer. Is that Docha B'Yadayim? Nafkamina, after you can use it on Shabbos, and there'll be Muksa even if you want to use it for Hefter. Says Tila David, since he miyachid it, what, for banging a nail inside, that is Docha B'Yadayim. You have to go through every case. Once we clearly hold Docha B'Yadayim, by all muksas you have to go through, is a nichol neged of Docha B'Yadayim. Says Tila David, echnami, a hammer is Docha B'Yadayim. You know what? You miyachid it for banging a nail. That is Docha B'Yadayim. What? Loi Chazi, in this case, Issa, you don't need a Loi Chazi. Therefore, the Mufim will consider Kufim Kaimai. To make it into, I think Mekam and Sali is referring to over there. Why is Oslo myself? What? That's what you're asking, both of you are asking. I have to see until Tilton inside. But Maisa, what he says the case is. Another case really is Machloik is Chsar and Kiss. Maisa, on Shabbos, you change your mind, not Chsar and Kiss. I want to use it, and anyone can play with it on Shabbos. Is it Dachavi a diamond out? Maisa, that's Machloik is Kivager versus Mogar Rom. Those who want to tell you that the fact that you're Makata Das Legami part says the Tilton Dovin, that's Nichol and Dachavi a diamond. Tashem Kivega says Maisa didn't do any fula to it. Therefore, not nichol to get a doch b'daim. Therefore, the place can say you switch something of sorry kids on Shabbos. Feels machloek is Kivega versus Mogad Avram. What? Oh, so we got the each case. What about Muktzimach Mes Mitzvah or Mechubah? So the case of Mitzvah to the Shami Yosef, the fact that Miyachle for Mitzvah that is doch b'daim. The Beis Yosef really is his kasha. Would they do the case of Mechubah? So Rashi really is his kasha. Also, in Bay, Rashi answers the fact they did not cut it down yesterday. That's nichol to get a doch b'daim, which is a chiddush. But since you could have, that's the Beis Yosef is dealing with it. What's the difference between animals and not animals? You have to answer. No, but there, the Maaseh, where was Dichur over there? It's all so badass. Here, the Maaseh says there's a pula to it. No, here, since you didn't do a pula to it, here, even to make Echsar and Kiss, the whole idea is to be Makshava. If you Erev Shabbat, can make Echsar and Kiss, Makshava is enough. Most of Machmas Kufi also discuss where's the Dachav B'Daim. They want to tell you, there, Be'etzim, you don't need Dachav B'Daim, because Be'etzim is not really painting on Shabbat. Fine, you have to go through all the different cases. This is the end of the Beis. I'm moving down the Lachor that there is no Isser or Muksa by a Goy on Shabbos. Now the Kasha is really the gate to also what happens when a Ben Eitzel Chutzlar to Gedoymo. What happens when one person holds something is Muksa and someone else holds something is not Muksa? But you hold Muksa Me'ikadin. But Maestro Goy, something is not Muksa. So we read the Ramah, the Ramah sounds like that something that a Goy owns is not Muksa at all. He owns a car is not Muksa, a pen is not Muksa, anything close to the board is not Muksa. However, come along the Paiskim, Mogavam and Shavua, they're very clear, and they divide into two different categories. What negates a guy is not Muksa for Yisrael. They have one case that Be'etzim is not Roy when it came in Ashmoshis, that depends upon Metzias, and they have one case that depends upon Machshava Das. If Be'etzim is not Roy upon Metzias, for example, Dov Mechubar, or the case of Mechusat Seder, said the Mishavua, Mogavam, Avada, what's the difference between a guy or Yisrael? Be'etzim is not Roy. It's not because Yisrael or Goy is Machshava. It's been Metzias is not Roy. A second case in the Mishavua, a case in Noilad. Nothing to do with the Machshava. What a Be'etzim, it's not here. It's not right to be used. It's not here, Ben Ashmoshes. A third case says the Mishavua, Eitzim Avonim, the Paiskin, not Mishavua, Shaitim brings it down. He says, Eitzim Avonim, he says, Be'etzim is not right. It doesn't depend upon Machshava. A fourth case says the Mishavua, if you doch be a daim, Gregus with Tzimukim, nothing to do with Machshava. Even if you have a Zmona for it, it's not enough. Why can, if Goy has something, Be'etzim, it's not right, that might even be your soul's Muksa. However, Atzala Shaini, something based upon Machshava Shaboy. For example, what happens if you have Gregus with Tzimuchim at Chazi v'loi Chazi, but you still can make it right through Machshava, then by Goy, will not be Mokso. They will come along the Mishavua and says, what's Pshad Ramah, coming from the base Meir and others, Pshad Ramah over here, when it says when Goy is not Mokso, but Gregus with Tzimuchim, the case in which Chazi v'loi Chazi, therefore Hazmona will help by Yisrael, therefore by Goy, we do not look at his Machshava, therefore won't be Mokso by Yisrael. Well, the same came the Mishavua being down the Bialocha from the Bim Godim, a case of Boston on Shabbos.
What do you say is Dichu down Dichu?
No, it's Dichu, it's Machshava, it's not Machshava.
That's
what I said,
was not
Dichu to begin with. Look, if Be'etzim is not Roy, it will be Mokso. If Be'etzim is not Roy, Raks, and the Goy Tzimuchim is Mokso. So it means not Be'etzim, depends upon Machshava, then we don't look at the Goy's Das. The second case he says, in case you have a Boston on Shabbos and they're on the table. Maisa, why is the table be off the actual? It's really based upon Machshava. Therefore, the Nair goes out by Goy's table, a body can move it. Why? Because once it's based upon Machshava, the Maisa, we do not look at the Goy's Machshava, therefore, you can't move it on Shabbos. Seif's man, negate in the Muksa, negate ben his manim, as we spent all his man loading Muksa, and to be Koyna Muksa, there's no age that I know of a shortcut unless you do Chazara. Spend time to learn it well, do it over and over. Nachum Wazel wrote a wonderful chart for the Olam, how exactly do Chazara, Ben Ezmana, every day, every sif, when to do it. True Ben Ezmana, it's time to rejuvenate yourself for next man and future, and we have wives and children, we have responsibilities. the Maaseh were all Ben Torah, all Machshav Torah, and we all understand the responsibility we have to the Torah itself. One mitzvah, we should not lose and waste the time we had in the past. We spent all this money, if we don't do Chazorah, it's going to all go out the window. The only way to acquire Muksa is not that simple. The Lav Kolam, Lav Halachas, you have to do Chazorah over and over and over again. It's a Achayis. The way how it's always said over in Yeshivas, how Chaim Shmulevitz signed on the letter, Rav Shach and others, that Ben Zman, Ben Torah, Shalom L'chol Pachas, 4 hours a day. 4 hours a day usually means for a Seder. You see in Yeshiva Smir, Vikami Ben Zmanim. You see for a Seder, the base Hamedrash, L'maisa school. Second Seder, they have Katmir, sometimes night Seder, depending on what you do. L'maisa, L'chol Pachas, for a Seder, a Ben Torah, L'maisa, you can learn. Now, to tell yourself you can go do it without making chavrusa is very hard. I mean, it's very easy the first day, maybe second day, and then third day, you have wives and kids. You have to make a machayiv for yourself. Machayiv is either get a chavrusa, or you tell the guy next to you that you make sure you are my chavrusa and that you raise a chazorim, and l'maisa, you'll watch over me, make sure I show up, and then you learn, do chazorah, or learn anything. But l'maisa, a person has a chayis that he has to learn in his manim, spend time upon it. And the Maisel Lecholapach is when the Zman was 4 hours, you gotta have the Gdolim sign for the Bnei Torah. And if worse comes to worse, you can actually learn more. You can actually do learn second Seder, night Seder. Also you can, but again, what a person has to do is Lecholapach is put in time, do Chazor. That's the only way you can make a Kinyan. Lecholapach is when the Zman was put in 4 hours. Bez Hashem, tomorrow will be the lock of learning Torah on Tisha B'Av.
Tomorrow.